Welcome to a new Geography GCSE podcast. Last week we were looking at the problems that MEDCs and LEDCs were having in terms of their population. And then we moved on to look at the attempts that MEDCs and LEDCs were doing in order to try and solve their population issues. So if we just recap then on what the MEDCs were trying to do. There was obviously lots of different aspects to this, and we were looking at advertising, high family allowances, accepting immigration, banning contraceptives, tax incentives, and things like creches for working mothers. The case studies we were looking at included France, where through the 20th century they tried to discourage the use of contraceptives. They have used tax incentives for larger families, and have also increased family allowances for families with three or more children. However, it seems that in recent years, most couples in France have limited their family to two children. It seems that the extra cost of a large family were considered too high, and that many women wanted to return to their careers. So even the government's incentives weren't actually increasing the population as desired. We then moved on to look at the Netherlands, and how the Netherlands were actually reclaiming land from the sea and draining it so they had more living space and also more agricultural land. Obviously, this is something quite important to the Netherlands, and we looked at the polder scheme, where we had dikes or dams that were sunk into the Oezenmeer, and that then created the North East Polder, the East Frederland, the South Frederland, and it would have eventually also created the Merkelwood. This whole scheme is actually called the Zuider Zee scheme. And what you need to make sure for your exam is that you know exactly where that is located, how it was produced, and why. We've then moved on to look at how LEDCs are trying to solve their population problems. Obviously, their problem is increasing birth rates, and so they need to try and control their population rather than try and maximise it like MEDCs do. So, in terms of what changes birth rates, we could increase family planning information and services. We could also provide better education and literacy, improved health care so fewer children die, and better employment prospects. We could also look at trying to develop later marriages, migration to cities, and more education and careers for women, which hopefully would in turn lead to incomes distributed more equally and rise in living standards, which would then reduce the need for larger families. And what we then looked at was obviously different case studies to show if that was working or not. Your homework was to look at the China's one child policy. Now, China had a major problem. The population is increasing at an alarming rate, and if it was left alone and the government did nothing, then they estimated that they would have famine, starvation, and their population would decrease in a rather violent manner. So they decided to limit births in the city to begin with to one child, and obviously you were looking at the pros and cons for that policy. So when you revise, you need to make sure that you know where your case studies are, what the case studies actually involve, so what the policies were and why they introduced them, and also what the effects were, both positive and negative.